The United Nations human rights chief says Syria's President Bashar al-Assad authorised war crimes against his own citizens. It's the first time the UN has directly implicated Mr. Assad. Navi Pillay says her office has also identified a list of people suspected of committing war crimes in that country. The federal government has thrown responsibility on the states and territories to ensure schools aren't worse off under its funding model. The government has backed down from its decision to axe Labor's Gonski reforms, promising now to honour deals with four states and the ACT. It's also found $1.2 billion for Queensland, Western Australia and the Northern Territory. Labor and the Greens have voted to block the government's bid to reintroduce temporary protection visas. Immigration Minister Scott Morrison says the government is considering other ways of denying asylum seekers permanent protection. A fire has destroyed three luxury yachts at a marina in Sydney's inner west overnight. Emergency services were called to the Cabarita Road Wharf shortly before three this morning, following reports of loud explosions. No one was injured, but several people had to be evacuated from the marina. A small vessel was seen leaving the area just before the explosions, and police are now treating the blaze as suspicious.